Jennifer Warren has directed productions in New York and Chicago. She's been an assistant director in theaters in Russia and Italy, among other places. And this fall, she is directing The Mystery of Irma Vep, which opened Thursday at the Festival Theater in St. Croix Falls. Jennifer Ward joins us to talk about The Mystery of Irma Vep.
Hi, Jim.
Glad to have you with us today.
Glad to be here.
Charles Ludlam, who wrote The Mystery of Irma Vep, is noted for being one of the contributors to the avant-garde style of off-Broadway theater and for his outrageous spoofs. So what's outrageous about The Mystery of Irma Vep?
It is definitely a crazy, wild ride. This play definitely has a lot of history to it, and Charles Ludlam was a wacky guy on the Lower East Side of Manhattan, you know, in the 70s and the early 80s. And he did a lot of work that was exciting and controversial at the time. But when you sit down and actually look at the stories that he wrote, he was first and foremost an actor. What he was first and foremost interested in was playing characters. And I think that some of the outrageousness actually came as a byproduct of his interest in very specific characters. He seemed to be drawn to particularly dramatic female roles, and he wanted to find a way to really play these roles, not in a campy way. He was profoundly and quite articulately not interested in drag. But he wanted to say, this is the actor that I am. This is the body that I have. This is the character that I'm interested in. How do I, in the way that an actor would approach any other role that he or she felt was distant from themselves in some way, how do I inhabit this role, make it my own, be true to it, and create something that is moving and engaging and exciting? The byproduct part of that is that it's always funny to see a man in a dress. It just is. What we have really tried to do, and I think what he did so well, he tragically died halfway through his career, but I think what he managed to do really well and what we've sort of made our litmus test as we've been engaging in this story is this really fine tightrope between silly, delightful, energetic comedy and really dead serious, touching, sad, sweet, loving stories about people. Real people who, like us, you know, eat and drink and breathe and engage with each other and want to be connected. And so there's this sort of tightrope walk. Each of his plays was really this balancing act. He seems to have actually a lot of ambivalence towards comedy. He talked about how he was not interested in wittiness. He was not interested in just funny lines or even bits, which is hilarious because his shows are chock full of bits. But what he wanted to do was follow the story with the characters and then at the last minute pull the rug out from under them. The comedy comes in turning that sharp corner, the surprise and momentum of that, not necessarily just in a clever line. Mm-hmm. Danette Olson, who's the artistic director here, when she first approached me with this script, she and I were talking through it, and she used the phrase roller coaster to describe it. And I think that was so apt, because it's really just a ride. You get drawn into these characters who are slightly larger than life, but I think we're still able to really engage with things that they want. They want to connect to people, and they want to connect with each other, and they want to be their true selves in the world. They want to be understood, and they want to be seen for who they are, just like all the rest of us do.
Why don't you tell us what the story is about?
Absolutely. The short version, in the aftermath of secret hidden violence and a tragedy no one will speak of, this sort of brooding Heathcliff-esque Lord Edgar takes a new wife, Lady Enid, and brings her home to his family estate in late Victorian England, his lonely, desolate family estate, which is called Mandacrest. Lady Enid is certainly struggling to make a place for herself in this new relationship and in the sort of odd family that the housekeeper and the groundskeeper who have been in the family for generations sort of characters, trying to find a place for herself in this very unfamiliar estate and the crazy little family that these people make together. Hidden jealousies are revealed. There are ridiculous surprises and violent secrets. And in the process, we see that all of these characters have been hiding behind these intricately constructed masks. And over the course of the story, those masks are sort of torn away, and some of the characters are really quite destroyed by it, but there remain, at the end, some characters who are able to see each other truly and honestly and sort of move forward into the future. And it's really funny.
That's the important thing.
It really is. This play was, I believe, in the year 2007, the most produced play in professional regional theater in the country.
She is Jennifer Ward, director of The Mystery of Irma Vep, which is playing this weekend at the Festival Theater in St. Croix Falls. Well, who are the actors? This must be a gigantic cast.
It's not. It is a cast of two.
Now, I read somewhere that there is a requirement that both actors who are cast must be of the same sex, is that right? Or same
that
gender?
That is true, the same gender.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, his longtime creative and personal partner did ultimately make the stipulation that that it could be done with two women, but the preference is definitely that it be done with two men, which is how it was originally. Charles Ludlam and Everett Quinton originated these roles and played them for years. So we have two gentlemen, Daryl Johnston and Carl Lindberg, both of whom have worked at Festival Theater in the past. They play 7.5 characters.
Wow.
Through 35 costume changes. There's a scene between two characters on stage, and one of the characters leaves the stage, and pretty much through another door, immediately afterwards, that actor walks on stage as another character in full costume.
Mm.
So it's a play about doors in that way, that people are always coming in and out. There's offstage conversations. The actors consistently play the same role. Daryl Johnston plays Lord Edgar. He also plays Jane Twisden, who is the housekeeper, and a couple of mystery characters who surprise us through the plot. And then Carl Lindberg plays Lady Enid, and then he also plays Nicodemus Underwood, who is the groundskeeper of the estate.
Uh-huh. So with all the costume changes, is there an elaborate set to go with it?
There is. The Mandacrest itself is quite largely realized in great detail. It's really an impressive monolith of an estate on stage. And then through some really creative work on the part of the set designer, David Markson, we are able to make Mandacrest disappear as we journey to Egypt and the depths of an ancient Egyptian tomb for Act Two of the play, where we find mummies and ancient tombs, and it's pretty crazy.
Uh-huh.
And then we return to Mandacrest at the end, but it is an impressive scene change.
Well, we've been visiting with Jennifer Ward, who is director of The Mystery of Irma Vep. It's a satire by Charles Ludlam and is playing weekends. It opened Thursday at the Festival Theater in St. Croix Falls. The show runs through October the 29th. Jennifer Ward, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks so much for calling us.